Adam Murray, Boston United manager. What do you make to that?
An unbeaten game. I think that's the positive you take out of it. I think it was, we said beforehand and we put up on the board before the game, who's already on holiday and who wants to stake a claim to being in a promotion pushing team next season. And I think first half, everyone was on holiday. I think we, it's really disappointing because we were 50% today to what we have been and what this group's capable of. Two individual errors for the two goals, which we're past that now. We're past the individual errors. If it was a month ago, I would have said, yeah, we're still growing. We're past individual errors now. And ultimately, that's cost us today because I think we were playing a lot of bodies forward second half, so they were going to get the odd counter-attack, but they haven't caused us any problems. We caused our own problems and... that was a disappointing thing today, but on a plus point, it's another game not being.
Just in terms of the first half, like you say, two individual errors. Can you excuse a free header?
No.
2 yards out from goal?
No. And there's two ways to deal with individual errors. You take the individual out, or you work on it. The only thing with that is you get a certain amount of time where you're given a grace of work, and then if you still don't learn, you get out. So that's the case. I mean, it's if this was a game towards the end of the season and we were going for promotion and we concede individual errors like that, that costs you promotion. No, it can't happen. And that's a disappointing thing because we cut them out from when I first come in and it was individual error after individual error. We haven't had any of them recently. So to have two in one game is disappointing. But we go again, and like I say, it's another game unbeaten. Another good point on the board. And to be fair to them, I think first half their shape caused us problems. It was like we knew they'd play a diamond with the two centre forwards, but because they've got nothing to play for really, they didn't really care. And they just put bodies up there, which in itself caused problems. So interesting game.
Yeah, it developed into that. Second half was a pretty poor game, to be honest with you. But taking positives out of it, come from behind twice in a game that, like you say, we're 50% in. So if you're going to take any positives out of it, surely that might be a slight positive that you can come from behind twice in a game that you said were 50%.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, it's not we're not doom and gloom because I understand where we've come from in 3 months. Do you know what I mean? If this was 3 months ago, we would have got beat 6-0 today. So, look, I'm not having a dig at the group of players today. What I am saying is we're much better than what we've shown first half. But again, I reiterate from what I said after the Kidderminster game, for me at the minute, I'm looking at the markers that are being put down. And when I first come in 3 months ago, after my first week here, I said to my missus, this is going to be tough to keep this team in the league because we were poor. So to be where we are now and competing with everyone we play with, we compete with the top, we compete with people that are going for the playoffs, we've made huge steps in a short amount of time. And it's disappointing now that when you do put below average performances in, we're all gutted. We haven't lost, but it feels like a loss. But we move on, two more games, and I've just said to the players there, you've got to show me over 2 weeks that you want to be in the building because, like I said before the game, there's a lot of good players out there, and if people want to switch off already, it's really simple. There won't be a.
Looking forward to Saturday now. AFC Flyde, they can win it here. Be an ex-professional. You don't want a team to come and win it on your patch, do you?
No, you don't. You don't. It's never nice. If I'm being honest, through my playing career, I was normally the one winning titles at places, so I haven't been on the other side of it much. But look, we're good against the good teams. We can be very organised, we can be very disciplined, and I think when you go into them games as a player, when the opposition's a little bit off the cuff and a bit play free without that freedom, it's tough to play against. It's like being back in the playground again. So we know that next week will be a tough game, but it'll be one that normally we turn up in our organised, disciplined way, and I've got no qualms about next week.
Yeah, so looking forward to, obviously, pre-season.
Yeah.
Recruitment.
Yeah, it's already started, to be honest with you. We're speaking to players already. We'll be speaking to the current crop who will be staying soon. Pre-season training schedule's already in place, finalising some of the games now. the plan with the pitch is in place for the work that that's going to need, because it's again, it's something that's come a million miles, but it's still Bobble City out there. And
yeah, some dreadful bounces, yeah, weren't there at times? Yeah,
and that needs sorting, which it will be. But we're getting there. We're moving the club to a different place and to a different level that it's been at over the last few years. And it's not just the next level we want to move up to. We want to keep going, and you have to put the base in for that before you can start building.
BBC Radio Lincolnshire Sport.